Shalom Aleichem, this is Rabbi Kovacs, and Mishneh Yomi is holding in Chapter 3, Perek Gimel of Rosh Hashanah. We are at Mishneh Vav. We've just gotten deep inside the shofar, talked about blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah, also on public fast days, and for the Yovel. Now let's get into the actual logistics, the hands-on on the shofar. Shofar shenistok. A shofar was split in half lengthwise from the mouth to the opening side. So now you've got two half shofars of a dibko, and he glued it together, puzzle. It's no longer suitable to be used for the mitzvah. The Rav Bartner says here, based on the Gemara, it's like you're blowing two shofars now instead of one shofar, but he adds if it was split the other way, rochbo. So now it's like long rings. If you started with one long shofar and it's split, you might have two shorter shofarot. So as long as you still have enough where you're holding it in your hand and the shofar is visible from both sides outside of your hand, so it's wider than your hand, and it still obviously makes the appropriate sounds, it would still be okay. That's called shir tekiya. It's still kosher. So shir tekiya means you can still hold it in your hand, people can see it on both sides of your hand, and you can still blow the tekiya, the appropriate sounds. And the Mishnah goes on, dibek shivre shofarot, puzzle. Somebody had pieces of shofarot, and he glued them together to make one big shofar, or his shofar nebuch fell down and broke into a bunch of pieces, and he glued them back together. Puzzle. Doesn't work. It's like you're blowing multiple shofarot. But nikav, if it just got a hole in it, ustamo, and he sealed up the hole. The Bartnura here says, again, based on the Gemara, you have to patch it up with shofar. You have to use the same type, so you patch a shofar with a shofar, and of course a little bit of glue to make the thing stay together. So the Mishnah is mechalik here. Im me'akev et tekiya, if it prevents the sound, the glue prevents the sound from being heard properly, or one pshat is it changes the timbre, the tonality of the instrument, puzzle. So you've changed it. It's not the same shofar anymore. It's puzzle now. V'im lav, kosher. It doesn't change the sound. It is still kosher. So the Mefarshim say the hole has to be smaller than the entire circumference of the shofar has to be a minority of the circumference, and it can't impede the sound after you repair it, and you have to use shofar material to plug the hole. Now, Mishneh Zayin goes into the logistics of blowing the shofar. Tokeya, someone blows his shofar, Rosh Hashanah, Latoch HaBor, but he's blowing into a pit. Maybe there's somebody stuck at the bottom of the pit on Rosh Hashanah, they can't get him out. Oh, Latoch HaDut. A dut is like a cistern. It's like a pit, but it's lined with brick or stone to hold water in it. Olatoch hapitam, or a big barrel. Im kol shofar shama, yotza. If the person is hearing the sound of the shofar itself, he's yotze the mitzvah. He's fulfilled the commandment to hear the shofar. Im kol havara shama, but if he hears the echo, the reverb, the reverberations from blowing a shofar, you understand, into a cave or a pit or a barrel, and it's not just the original sound you're hearing, but it's the sound waves that are bouncing off the walls of that enclosure, lo yotza. He's not yotze. The Kehati, the Mefarshim say, if there's a guy in the hole, in the dut, then he's going to hear the sounds clear. He's going to hear the shofar, the original sound. But someone standing at the mouth of the opening or outside of this barrel is going to hear not just the original sound, but also the echo bouncing off of the walls of this enclosure, and he might not be yotze. Now, the Mishnah goes on with a related case. V'chen, also, misha haya over achrei beit knesset. Someone's walking behind the shul. Oshaya beitel samach the beit knesset. Or he lives next door to the shul, next door to the synagogue. V'shama kol shofar o kol megillah. And he hears on Rosh Hashanah the shofar. He hears on Purim, he hears them reading the Megillah. The Chazon was reading very loudly. Im kiven libo, if he directs his heart, yatza, he's fulfilled the mitzvah. So it's if he pays attention. Now, there's a debate if mitzvot tzrichot kavanah, if fulfilling a mitzvah needs a specific intent to be yotzei the mitzvah, to have done the mitzvah, or maybe just having intention to do the act. Like when we say kriyas shema, do you have to intend beforehand, I'm intending to fulfill the mitzvah of reciting kriyas shema, or do you have to have intention, I'm reading kriyas shema, because that's what God wants me to do. You know, that's probably good enough. The post game discuss it. So here it seems if he's paying attention, he's directing his heart, his mind, his ears to pay attention, he is yotze the mitzvah im lav. If he's not really paying attention, he's just background noise, lo yotza. It doesn't work for him. You could have two men walking together behind the shul, or right next door to the shul, but ze kiven libo, ze lo kiven libo. So one of them was paying attention, and one of them is not paying attention, and you have completely different outcomes. One has done a mitzvah, and one has not. And this is particularly touching in this month of Elul, as we rapidly approach Rosh Hashanah, as we're learning Rosh Hashanah. It's amazing. If we go through Elul, and we direct our heart, kiven et libo, you're directing your heart, you're directing your mind to try to improve, to try to live a better life in the upcoming year, to try to correct the problems we've had in the previous year, you're not the same as someone who just went through Elul, just walked by Elul and happened to hear, okay, people are blowing shofar, people are doing tshuva, okay, fine. He heard it, but he didn't direct his heart to be involved in it. He's not Yotze. He hasn't changed. He hasn't gone out of his normal existence and become something even better. So the bracha is, God willing, we should all be mechaven libo. We should direct our heart to improving in our divine service. Yashar koach and zei gesund.